Hebrews 4 and 16 tells us, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of our need. So, Father, your grace has been extended to us such a marvelous way. So we thank you for grace, grace we did not deserve, grace we could not earn. We thank you for your grace and your favor, oh God. Your grace has sustained us. Your grace has supported us. Your grace has kept us. What a wonderful God you are, that you would extend to us grace that we could never deserve or ever earn. Thank you, Father. Your grace has been with us. It has been our company keeper. It has been our mind regulator. It has been our heart fixer. Your favor has been with us. So we thank you for grace. In our gratitude of thanksgiving, we say thank you for your wonderful, amazing grace. And Father, we thank you because your grace has allowed us to be favored with your forgiveness. Thank you, Father. As we repent, we say thank you for your forgiveness. We don't deserve your grace. No, God, we don't deserve it. But because you look beyond our faults and saw our need, oh God, you extended to us your marvelous grace. You gave us grace even in times of grief and loss. We thank you for it's been challenging for many of us. For all, I say all of us, that we have lost loved ones. We've lost colleagues. We've lost neighbors, we've lost friends, we've lost family. We've lost mothers and fathers, we've lost wives and husbands. We've lost children and grandchildren. Oh,